since the Supreme Court announced it would consider challenges to President Obama's health care law, we've told you about conflicts of interest two of the justices face. On the same day the court decided to hear the case, Justices Clarence Thomas and Scalia spoke at a fundraiser for the conservative legal group, the Federalist Society. Their tables at the event were right next to lawyer Paul Clement's table. Here's a little issue to think about. Clement will likely be the lawyer to argue against the law before the Supreme Court. Of course, being cozy with Clement isn't Justice Thomas's only conflict. As we've told you, his wife Jenny started a Tea Party group that calls for the repeal of health care law, and she's saying things like this.
The clear focus is to stop the Obama agenda.
So there are serious signs of conflicts for Scalia and Thomas. But how does Fox News cover this story?
There are new questions now about whether Justice Elena Kagan has already made up her mind on this issue. Now we're seeing Justice Department emails from Kagan's time as Mr. Obama's Solicitor General. And on the very day that the new law passed in Congress back in 2010, Kagan tells Harvard Law Professor Lawrence Tribe, who was serving the Justice Department, quote, "I hear they have the votes, Larry. Simply amazing."
Now, if she were closely involved in the health care bill, she would legally be required to recuse herself from the case. But according to the Constitution, a justice must recuse even if he or she, quote, "expressed an opinion concerning the merits of the particular case in controversy."
So let's get this straight. Fox focuses on Justice Elena Kagan rather than on Thomas and Scalia. One issue off the bat with the Fox report, they say Kagan should recuse herself because of Article 28 in the U.S. Constitution. That article doesn't exist. Beyond that, legal experts say Kagan's email doesn't suggest she worked on the health care law or played a big part in its passage. So there's no real conflict. But even when Fox does talk about Justice Thomas, they miss half the story.
Clarence Thomas is the target of liberals who say his wife's lobbying activities for a group opposing the health care law disqualify him from hearing the case.
No mention of Thomas' connection to Paul Clement or that he attended a right-wing fundraiser. That's fair and balanced? Nice try, guys, but we got you.